Talking about this whole Instagram, TikTok saga, a lot of people on social media complaining that they're all the same. I couldn't care less.
Facebook's, oh no, Instagram's going to look a bit more like TikTok. That's the issue, right?
Yeah, they don't like it. The influencers. But then I thought, no, though, this can't be the first case of like mini plagiarism. And plagiarism is where basically you're stealing someone's ideas or copying, mimicking their product.
Yeah, of course.
Without, you know, the right to do it. So, Jules, are you ready?
Oh, please.
Jack's top five lists of plagiarism.
Number five.
Instagram's making it at number five. Instagram has actually been in the spotlight for this because they took over, Facebook bought Instagram in 2012 for $1 billion. Then 4 years later, they released Stories, Instagram Stories. Mm-hmm. They stole that from Snapchat.
Of course they did.
Snapchat had Stories before Instagram and Facebook.
Of course they did.
Interesting, right?
Four.
The Oreo. The Oreo cookie. Now, the Oreo cookie is the number one selling cookie globally in the 21st century. But when Oreo first came out, it was a takeoff from the Hydrox cookie, which was introduced 4 years earlier in 1908.
Ooh.
Yes. So the person who made the Oreo stole it from what I've never heard of, the Hydrox cookie. Sounds kind of like futuristic.
I clearly squashed that one.
Three.
Lego. Lego. Now, Hilary Page was an English toy maker who founded Kiddycraft.
Yeah.
In 1932. Now, this was the similar kind of design, if you can picture Lego.
Yeah.
But then after World War II, she put it out. It was produced for a while. And then in 1949, a gentleman by the name of Kirk Christensen, German, him and his son, inspired by Kiddycraft, they designed their own one and called it Lego. Copied it.
Yeah.
Plagiarism. Naughty.
Major.
Skechers, Jules. Skechers, the shoes. They have been in trouble back in 2019 from Nike for copying, now not their shoes, their strategy.
Interesting. Like their marketing strategy.
Their marketing strategy, the design, but also the strategy of how they put the shoes out.
Yep.
Very interesting. So, yes, if you rock Skechers, you could be just rocking, similar shoe to Nike. They are comfy shoes, though. Not going to lie.
Very comfy shoes.
One.
Kellogg's. Now, hear me out. This is not towards Kellogg's. This is actually towards our friends at Coles. Now, they didn't get in trouble for this because they didn't break any rules. But next time you're at Coles, go and look at the Kellogg's Crunchy Nut Corn Flakes.
Yeah.
And then hold up the home brand version that Coles do. We all love the brand version, you know, yeah, that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Hold up their version of the Crunchy Corn Flakes. Side by side, the boxes, pretty much the same.
Who came first?
Kellogg's.
Oh, Kellogg's.
Kellogg's came first.
Yeah, but Coles, that's what the home brand stuff does. It just rips off the original, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah, and it's just a little bit more cheaper.
But it's cheaper and it's affordable.
Exactly.
That's why we love it.
That's why I buy home brand.
That's why I buy those LCMs.
But that's one you can do when you're next at the supermarket. Just out of interest, just go and look at two products and just see if they match. It's kind of fun. You might spend a little bit longer at the supermarket, but yeah. You know, there you go. That's the top five list of Jack's plagiarisms.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. It's Jack and Jules with your Power Brick.